The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, greetings. Greetings and a good beginning of the week. And beginnings and endings are a very important part of life. They can both be distressing to have things end. It can be distressing to have things begin, depending on what those things are. In a practice of meditation, the ending of preoccupation, of attachments, ending of greed, hatred, and delusion, the ending of the way in which the mind gets caught up in its thoughts and stories and images and ideas, the ending of agitation are central to Dharma practice. And it allows for a new beginning. And it's represented by some occasionally in meditation. At the end of meditation, the agitated mind, the anxious mind, is quieted down. And the mind is not caught up in its thoughts, its ideas, its concerns about what to get, past and future, what has to happen, what didn't happen, regrets, all kinds of stuff quiets down. And when they quiet down, it's possible maybe to open one's eyes and have a very contented, peaceful feeling, as if nothing needs to happen. However, the world that we see through our eyes is new. It's a new beginning. To walk out of the home, perhaps, and look at the street or at the yard or at anything, and it all seems kind of new and alive and sparkling. The ending of preoccupation. Endings are quite important for the depth of Dharma practice, and learning to appreciate the endings, appreciate what has ended, not to dwell and thinking about it, but to recognize, oh, in this moment, we don't have to carry with us the past, we don't have to carry with us our preoccupations, that things are somehow born anew, the world begins now, at this time. So we sit this morning with this beginning of a work week, Monday, for some of us, maybe. And but it's also a time to appreciate how much has ended, so that, in a sense, we begin anew, to see anew, to understand anew, at least for these moments, as if all things have ended. And the eyes, the ears, the inner sight can see as if for the first time, not bringing with us so much from the past or concerns for the future. So to begin this practice as if it's for the first time, enter into your body. Let your attention roam around your body and adjust your posture as if you're trying to align your body, settle your body. Let your body take the form, the posture that seems most conducive for you to be alert, alive, present for the newness of this moment. And perhaps a posture which is a little bit more alert, slightly than normal, so that you can be here to receive or be the newness of the moment. And then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And maybe a gentle, long exhale can be a letting go of whatever concerns you have. It can be a temporary letting go for meditation. A releasing, an ending of, so that there can be a new beginning with the inhale. Breathing in, it all begins. Letting go, relaxing as you exhale. Letting it come to an end. Letting all things go. And then letting your breath return to normal. But continue to be attuned to your breathing. The idea is to accompany the body and the body's experience of breathing. The first breath of a baby is a noteworthy moment. The last exhale of someone in their life is a noteworthy moment. This inhale can be a new beginning. This exhale can be a releasing, passing away. So there's a freshness, a receptivity for all that's new that begins with the inhale. And perhaps if the letting go can be enjoyed as you exhale, it can be a relief, it can be a delight for a moment to let go of all things and allow there to be a new beginning. In all ways, as you inhale. Just now. And if there's a lot of thinking, as you exhale, relax the thinking mind. Maybe letting go of any kind of way that thinking depends on time, depends on future, a past, a continuity of what's being thought about. And settling in to the nowness of breathing in and breathing out. Just breathing. Whenever something ends, something new begins. One of the characteristics of a thorough ending of preoccupation is a sense of newness, that every moment is new, fresh. When we don't carry with us the traces of the past, the tensions, the associations, the thoughts, the habits, even the memories and when we don't carry with us the frustrations, the resentments, the limitations. But in meditation, can drop it all. There can be a sense that the world is new, always new. And to take this sense of ever new world and to meet your friends, your neighbors, your family, strangers with a sense of freshness and newness. The newness where there's been the end of obstacles, the end of limitations in how we see people. To see people fresh and new. And in that newness, in that freedom, to care for people. To allow the natural caring of the heart to shine. If we let go enough of the past and the momentum of the past, what is new is also our care, the way that the depth inside of us will sing at the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be at peace. And may we be a support for the happiness, health, and peace for others.